This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States and NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that Russia is boosting its military buildup and encircling much of Ukraine, despite its claims that it's withdrawing some troops. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters, quote, more Russian forces, not fewer, are on the Ukrainian border and they're moving into fighting positions. In Brussels, Stoltenberg said, we have heard the signs from Moscow about readiness to continue diplomatic efforts. But so far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues its military buildup. U.S. and Ukrainian officials say they've not seen any evidence of a Russian pullback of some of the 150,000 troops deployed on the northern, eastern, and southern borders of the former Soviet Republic. A senior administration official said in recent days Russia has added as many as 7,000 troops near the Ukrainian border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced Wednesday a move by Russian legislators to recognize two Russian-supported breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. Russia's lower house voted Tuesday to ask President Vladimir Putin to recognize the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, which declared independence from Ukraine in 2014. The European Union urged Moscow not to follow through on the vote by the State Duma. Blinken said enactment of the resolution would constitute what he called a gross violation of international law. He warned that such a move would force a swift and firm response from the United States and coordination with its allies and partners. Russia has denied any plans to invade Ukraine and has accused the West of inflaming tensions. VOA News. Police in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, on Wednesday started warning truck drivers blockading the downtown core that they should leave or face arrest. It was part of a crackdown meant to end a three-week-old protest over COVID-19 restrictions. Federal Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino blamed extremist groups for helping organize protests in Ottawa and at U.S. border crossings and repeated suggestions that some actors wanted to overthrow Canada's Liberal government. Police in the province of Alberta this week arrested 13 people linked to a border blockade and seized their guns. Four members of the group have been charged with conspiracy to commit murder. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Monday invoked the Little Used Emergencies Act, giving Canada's Liberal government more powers to end the protest. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said Wednesday that a total of 80 unruly airplane passengers have been referred to the FBI for potential criminal prosecution as onboard disruptions rose sharply in 2021. Many of those disruptions, the FAA said, were over COVID-19 mask requirements. The FAA said more than 4,500 of the 6,400 unruly passenger reports it has received since the start of 2021 involve passengers not wearing a mask as required. The Justice Department said it's giving priority to investigations and prosecutions of people who commit crimes that threaten the safety of passengers, flight crews, and flight attendants. Some airlines and labor unions have called for a no-fly list that would ban passengers with a record of disruptions. Rescue workers and city officials in the Brazil mountain city of Petropolis say the death toll from landslides driven by torrential rain has risen to at least 78. Officials say 21 people have been found alive, but the mayor of Petropolis warned that the death toll could rise. Rescue workers and volunteers are still searching for survivors and victims. The local weather agency said torrential rainfall on Tuesday turned some streets of the city into rivers. Some areas got nearly 26 centimeters in less than 6 hours, and that's more than was expected for the entire month. Officials say as many as 80 houses have been destroyed and at least 300 people displaced. The United States is in the midst of the very final stages of indirect talks with Iran aimed at salvaging the 2015 deal limiting Tehran's nuclear activities. This according to State Department spokesman Ned Price on Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.